City council members in Hamtramck, Michigan, vote tonight on whether to allow Muslims in the Detroit suburb to broadcast their call to prayer 5 times a day over loudspeakers. The debate has swung from concerns over increased noise to fears of being forced to hear competing religious ideologies. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
In the Detroit suburb of Dearborn, where public signs are as likely to be written in Arabic as English, a loudspeaker mounted on a mosque delivers a daily ritual. It's the Muslim call to prayer, a call some Muslims in nearby Hamtramck once played in each of the half dozen mosques in their town, too. Hamtramck City Council President Karen Majewski likes the idea, but says there are no guidelines in the town's current noise ordinance to govern how loud prayer calls can be, nor even any equipment to measure the decibel levels. And in a town of 2 square miles, with a racially diverse population of 20,000, Majewski says any sound travels far.
This doesn't surprise me at all. This is Hamtramck, and we're a small place. Any decision that we make, anything that happens on one street affects the next street. There's not that many streets.
But there are many differing opinions. At a recent city council hearing on the issue, the roughly 100 people attending spilled into the hallway, debating both the volume of the prayer call and its content.
You and I are never going to agree, so God bless you.
Hamtramckian Bob Gollum says he and the Bangladeshi residents in his neighborhood are fast friends, in part because they refuse to foist their religious beliefs on each other. So Gollum, a Christian who believes Jesus is God, says he shouldn't be forced to hear broadcasts that Allah is God and Jesus a prophet.
To be subjected to the beliefs of their religion 5 times a day, 7 days a week, is asking too much of me as a Christian. It's a very small city. Do I have to shut my windows and doors so I don't hear it? That's not fair to me.
Yet preventing the call to prayer seems just as unfair to Muslims like Syrian native Bashir Imam. He says he owns 2 medical offices in Hamtramck and prays devoutly twice daily. But Imam fears since the terrorist attacks of September 11th, even the sound of the Arabic language scares some of his fellow Hamtramckans.
I find this to be a pathetic thing to say, that the only time my fellow American citizens decided to understand what we say, only when they thought it offended them.
Imam and other Muslims in the council hallway say there are no rules governing the volume of the Catholic church bells and organ music, which often ring out over Hamtramck. So why, wonders Rahiji Aoun, should her call to prayer be any different?
Just like we hear the church bells, which I have no problem with that because I love the sound of the church bells, they shouldn't have a problem with our call for prayer. I mean, like I told everybody inside, we're all one. Just as they're Americans, I'm an American citizen. I was born and raised in America. And we should all be treated equally.
The city council members appear to agree and seem likely to approve the call to prayer broadcasts. Attorneys for the council are also readying possible legal defenses against lawsuits, depending on whether the majority of Hamtramckans hear church bells and Muslim prayers as harshly dueling ideologies or a somewhat harmonious duet. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.